So we'll discuss the early Shabbos, making Shabbos early. So there's the colloquial making Shabbos early, and there's the halachic making Shabbos early. So when we talk about the early Shabbos, we're usually talking about colloquially, it's the summer, it's May, June, the sunset's not till 9 o'clock, you're not going to get home until 10 o'clock, people don't want to eat a meal so late. So we, in the summertime, we bring in early Shabbos. That is definitely true. But what's also true is all year round we bring in early Shabbos. In fact, there's a mitzvah in our Torah called Tosefes Shabbos, that all year round we have a mitzvah to bring in Shabbos early. So whether Shabbos starts at 9 o'clock, 9 p.m., and you bring it in at 8:42, usually, traditionally, 18 minutes before sunset is the time for candle lighting. So whether it's 18 minutes before 9 or 18 minutes before 5, it's 12 months a year, and on a leap year 13, every week we have a mitzvah in our Torah we fulfill of Tosefes Shabbos. So the question is, how early can I make Shabbos? Let's say we love to have Shabbos, we enjoy it. I want to have a long weekend. Let's bring it in 10 a.m. Friday morning. We can have a whole long, we have a lot of classes going on, and we'll set up a whole program. Let's begin Shabbos 10 a.m. So that you can't do, meaning you can functionally say you're keeping Shabbos, but halachically speaking, Shabbos cannot begin before Plag HaMincha. So like that means, so for instance, let's assume a 6 to 6 day, just to keep it simple. So 6 o'clock is sunset. So an hour and a quarter before sunset is Plag HaMincha. So in our case, it would be 4:45. Tonight, it's somewhere around 7:25 or so in that area. But let's just keep it simple. 6 o'clock is sunset. Plag HaMincha is 4:45. So the halacha is, the earliest one can bring in Shabbos is 4:45, 4:46. You can't bring it in before Plag HaMincha. And in fact, that's where the whole mincha, in other words, when is the last time to daven mincha? When is the earliest time to daven ma'ariv? So that's a dispute in the Gemara in Brachas, in the fourth parak of Brachas, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, in terms of how late is mincha and how early is ma'ariv. So Rabbi Yehuda says you could daven mincha up until, in our example, 4:45 plag mincha, and at 4:46 you can start davening ma'ariv, or today up until 7:25, and right after 7:25 you could daven ma'ariv. And the Chachamim say no, you could daven mincha until sunset, about 9 o'clock today, but in our example, 6. And then you daven ma'ariv at nightfall. The time period before sunset is considered vadayom, definite day. When the three stars come out at night, and different opinions when that happens, that is definitely nighttime. The period in between sunset and nightfall, twilight in English, ben hashmashos in Hebrew, that is considered suffik yom, suffik laila. We don't know it's day or night. So, according to the Chachamim, you daven mincha before shkia. Preferably, you wait to ma'ariv until nightfall, but if not, minimally after sunset. However, the Gemara says, so how do we paskin? Do we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, or do we follow the opinion of the Chachamim? So the Gemara says something interesting. The Gemara says, pick your own medicine. Ovid, Kamar, Ovid. They're both acceptable viewpoints. Whichever one you want to follow, you got to follow with one caveat.
Be consistent.
You got to follow one of them. In other words, in our example, if I daven mincha at 5 o'clock, so whose mincha am I taking?
Yehuda.
If I daven mincha at 5 o'chock, I'm taking the Chachamim's mincha, because Rabbi Yehuda says you only can daven. So therefore, So when it comes to Ma'ariv, then I have to wait for the Chachamim's Ma'ariv. Otherwise, I can't daven. If I daven at 5 o'clock Mincha and 5:30 Ma'ariv, it's what it's called the Tarte de Sasre. Tarte is true. Sasre is contradiction. So I'm doing something which I'm contradicting myself, because when I daven Mincha, it's screaming out it's daytime. When I daven Ma'ariv, it's screaming out it's nighttime. So therefore, I can't do both. So therefore, I have to pick either one. So that's what you did tonight. You daven mincha before 7:25, and you daven ma'ariv after. That's fine. And usually, that's only done Friday night. But that's the halacha all week long. It's only Friday night, because Friday night you're having a Shabbos meal. We'll see. According to some, maybe there's more of a reason to do it on a Friday night during the week, but strictly speaking, one can do it all week long, and some shuls do it all week long. It's also very late for many people to, especially elderly people, to start mincha at 8:55. You're not going to get home until 10 o'clock, so therefore, definitely in a time of need, but you know, as long as you repeat Kriya Shema later on. So they point out that the earliest time to take in Shabbos is Plag HaMincha, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could start davening Ma'ariv at Plag HaMincha, so it's like Srach Laila, it's like the beginning of night, so the earliest you could bring in Shabbos is Plag HaMincha. So that's the earliest you could bring it in, is at 4:45. And an interesting problem arises in terms of candle lighting. Candle lighting as well, you can't light candles until Plag HaMincha as well. So let's say, when they'll have on the calendar, let's say Friday night, this past week, Mincha was at 7 o'clock, and you couldn't light candles to 7:25, 7:30. So it's funny, because I was in the person's house, so this woman usually goes to shul, so my wife said, you're going to shul? She said, no, I can't, I have to light candles. Which means is that she can't light, of course she could have went to Mincha and walked home and come back, but what she meant, and she was right, is you can't light candles until after Plag HaMincha. So it doesn't have to be limited to a woman. Let's say your wife's out of town, let's say you're single, you're lighting candles. So it's one thing for, you know, and I guess, you know, a man could stay home also, but let's say you're in Avelis, I mean, you have a mitzvah to daven the minyan all the time, let's say but you want to do a kaddish, you're in Avelis, you even have an additional reason, so you don't want to miss mincha, so obviously if you have a wife lighting at home, it's not an issue, but let's say you don't. So what do you do in those scenarios? So actually, it's really a relatively new shaila. I didn't see that many earlier poskim talk about it. I was wondering why it should be. I got this question for the first time. Now it must be 10, 15 years ago. It was the case. I was in the Catskills, upstate New York, vacation village. This person, actually, his wife passed away, and they had early mincha, so it was a 7 o'clock mincha, and I guess Prague wasn't to whatever, 7:15, 7:30, and I think the good point, he wasn't really asking me a question, but he's the fact that he was telling me this, I started thinking about the question. Somehow it came up that he lit candles before, because what's he going to do? He's in shul now, and it's not like, he could drive back in theory, but it's like a 15-20 minute walk, and basically the person lit candles before Plag HaMincha. So I don't remember if he was actually asking me what he should be doing. He was just telling me. It doesn't make a difference. Either way, so I'm thinking, that's an excellent point. That people, that this isn't an uncommon question. Like people, every time you bring early Shabbos, if you're not married or your wife's not around, like it comes up all the time. And I saw, like, no one was, that I looked, I figured, people must talk about it, and I couldn't find people talking about it, and I realized why not. Because it is really a North American thing. in Europe, and you know, Israel has been affected by the North Americans who've moved there. So if the North Americans, they'll make an early minyan in Israel, it's not that late in Israel either. But in Europe, all these places, there was no early. I mean, again, there was early halachic Shabbos by definition, so that's why it never came up before. So it's more of it's something in America. So the question is, so obviously the ideal is, and that's the halacha, one has to light candles after Prague. So if someone calls up and asks me the shaila, so if they're observant and from, I tell them, oh, okay. So don't go to mincha, you know, especially if it's usually it's a woman, but they like going to shul because they like the Friday night davening, kabbalah, you know. And so I said, okay, but don't go, wait to, you know, light candles then go. I don't care. So if you have to miss, you miss. Who's Shomer Shabbos, and listen, I could tell them that. But a lot of people aren't really observant. You know, they're not, and they really want to go Friday night, and for them it's probably a good thing. So is there any limud zchus for lighting earlier? Is there, again, the halacha is, everyone agrees you should light candles after Praga Mincha, and better to daven by yourself Mincha and light candles properly, and then go to shul. But is there any
even for a man or just for women?
So ideal would be the ideal scenario for a man, if it would be, is he should let him go to shul, then come back, and then then go back. Assuming, I'm saying that, but I'm not saying it's always practical. That's good if you live, you know, 5-10 minutes, or, you know, maybe, you know, in theory, I guess, if you drive, you know, if you...
When this guy figure case, when he was unable to go back,
yeah, he was
staying Kaddish.
No, exactly. So, that's what I'm saying. So, I'm pointing out the problem. Now I'm going to try to suggest some... I'm trying to suggest some solutions now, even though I'm not finding a lot of company agreeing with me. But in terms of... So basically, that's when I started thinking about this question. So at least a little... Minimally, let me think in terms of limud zchus. So there's an ideal scenario where everyone agrees you should light after Praga Mincha. So I was thinking, is there any way where I could say post facto b'di'eved, if they lit before, again, should they make a bracha, not a bracha? We'll discuss that. So, you know, what I'm saying now is b'toris thinking aloud, halacha v'alo l'mai, so we can discuss it. Different sources, I thought that maybe there's something to rely on. So it actually goes back to a fundamental question, and Tosfos and Shabbos discusses a similar question, is, let's say during that day it was candles, but let's say you had a candle lit from 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and now Shabbos is coming. Do I have to blow out the candle and relight it, or just make the bracha over the lit candle? So, or even not make a bracha. So Tosis over there, his first opinion is, you don't have to, there's different opinions in the Gemara whether Hadlakas near Chanukah needs a bracha. We assume it does, but somebody, I think this opinion was not even making a bracha. He said, you don't have to relight it, the candle's fine. And the other opinion said, no, you have to blow it out and relight it. What is the issue? What's in the Kudus HaMachlokas? Whether you have to blow it out or not,
it's too early.
No, right. But I'm saying
intent of why you lit it.
No, but right. No, I'm saying right.
The fact that you have Shabbos in mind when you lit it.
So I'll just spell it out more clearly. Is what is the mitzvah? What is the nature of the mitzvah of Chanukah candle, of Shabbos candles? Is it lighting the Shabbos candle? Is it the ma'isa hadlaka? Is that the mitzvah, it's the result. It's shalom bayis, you have light in your house. That's the purpose of it.
It's the result.
So according to the first opinion, again, maybe you say it's both, but it seems to be the result's enough. If you're saying you don't have to relight the candle, as long as there's light in the house, you fulfill your mitzvah. That seems to be the first opinion. The second opinion, why would you have to relight it? Because he assumes it's not enough to have the light. You might have you obviously might fulfill coincidentally some shalom bayis, there's light in the house, but in terms of your technical obligation of halakha is near, that you cannot fulfill without a maisa. That seems to be the two opinions in Tosfos. The Ramah seems to go with the second opinion in Tosfos, that you need actual Maisa Hadlaka. In other words, and therefore, after Plag HaMincha, you need an actual lighting of the candle after. And therefore, those are the two opinions in Tosfos, but we seem to go that you need the act. So at this point, so far, no help yet, because you actually need the act of lighting. However, there's what about the following scenario? Let's say it's on the other end. Let's say, so the halacha is, you have to light candles from the earliest time it's Plag HaMincha, and the last time is sunset. Preferably 18 minutes before sunset, but as long as you do it before sunset, you can still do it. What happens if it's Ben HaShemashos? What happens if it's twilight? Safik Yom, Safik Light, you didn't light candles yet, so what do? It's twilight, and you haven't lit candles yet. So what's the solution? It's Ben HaShemashos. And you just remembered, oh yeah, so what do?
Light.
So you can't light because it might be Shabbos. So what some suggest to do is go outside, find a Gentile, find a non-Jew, and let them light the Shabbos candles. Then you can make the bracha on it. So that's what some, again, this is a point of contention. That's what some posts can bring down.
If it's Shabbos, then you're asking somebody to do a malacha for you.
Yeah, but so what, that's why I said it's Ben HaShemashos. Right. It's Ben HaShemashos, and the halacha is, we're not strict on Isuri Durabanan. Ain't Shvus Ben HaShemashos, like the, it's only a rabbinical prohibition to have a guy do something for you. So therefore, during Ben HaShemashos, you're permitted to do Amir L'Nachri. That's why I pointed out, so Ben HaShemashos. So you get a guy to light the candle for you, and then some say you make the bracha. So what I'm saying is, so we see over there, so if that's true, that you don't need a Maisa Hadlaka, because the guy's lighting for you, guy's not involved in the mitzvah Hadlakas near Chanukah, near Shabbos. So to me, it's a right, you don't need a, we see, but the ideally, of course, you should light, but we see that it could be those opinions say you can't do that, maybe they're taking it, at least they're consistent. But there are those posts that will say, halachu l'maisa, you should do it. So it's working there. You're making a bracha, even though you're not doing a maisa halacha. So perhaps we see from here, there is no, even though physically speaking, there is a maisa halacha, but halachically speaking, we don't recognize a guy lighting the Hanukkah candles. Or maybe that's part, and therefore already to this room, maybe you can make the same argument before. I'll light the candle before. We'll get into once you should make a bracha before or after. But at least, so maybe lighting the candle before. Let's take the clue. Maybe light the candle before, and when you come home from shul on Shabbos, make the bracha then. Just like it works in the guy, that's what I'm suggesting. That's a possibility. That's one limitzchus, that the person would light candles before. I get this all b'di'evit, and then perhaps make a bracha when you get home. Maybe the only difference I could see is one's lighting the candles before Plag HaMincha, one's after. But it's not, if a non-Jew is lighting the candle, halachically speaking, it's not a ma'aseh hadlaka. So the same way you can make a bracha then, that's one is. And secondly, that's one side, what's one of the mitzvahs I have. Another one is, the Rambam discusses, and it's Pasuk in Yeshaya, there's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is, again, the Vilna Gaon basically says, Kavod Shabbos is everything we do to prepare for Shabbos, setting the table, preparing the food, etc. Oneg Shabbos is everything we do on Shabbos. So where does Hadlakas Neiris fit in? Is that a din in Kavod Shabbos or Oneg Shabbos? So it's clearly a din in Oneg Shabbos. That's the whole point of the candles, is that we should have light when we eat the meal. As we know, you can't compare eating a meal in the dark or eating a meal in light. If you don't see your food, you can't really enjoy it as much. In fact, what the Gemara says, a blind person is never totally full, because they never can see the food they're eating. So, whether it means physically or not, but just psychologically, if you don't, Like you know, we all know reading in the dark, and we're looking. We know it does make a difference. The food has to be good, but how it's set up appealing. That's when you go to the fancy restaurants that charge $500 a head. You know, they make it look nicer. You know, whether it's worth $500 a head to look nicer, that we could discuss. But either way, if you don't see your food, it doesn't taste as well. So either way, so they point out. So the Rambam has a chiddush. The Rambam says, you know what, you have to light candles before Shabbos. He discovered America. You know what? You have to light candles before. So, well, of course, I can't light candles on Shabbos, so what's he telling me? So the Brisker Rav and the commentators, I'll tell you what he's telling you. He's telling me it's not coincidental, but it's a din in kavod Shabbos. It's a din in kavod Shabbos. Part of the mitzvah is your house being ready. Your candles should be lit, you know, before and everything. So we see there are two aspects, and they're probably both. So number one is, so twofold again. So let's say you light the candles before Prag HaMincha. So minimally you come home, you're still getting Onig Shabbos, so why not, you can make a bracha on the Onig. Whether you make a bracha, that's a separate issue, because that doesn't affect, even if you didn't make a bracha, but if you lit the candles and it worked, you get the mitzvah. The bracha is not an obstacle in performing the mitzvah anyway, but that's just an added issue whether you can make a bracha. So let's say you made a bracha after, you make the bracha on Oneg Shabbos. So minimally, get, like in the case of Ben HaShemashos, you're getting Oneg Shabbos, you're not getting Kavod Shabbos, it's too late. It already is Shabbos. You can make the bracha on Oneg, so why not here make the bracha on Oneg? But then I'm just thinking, Kavod, if you assume Halakhas Neiros is a din in Kavod Shabbos, then why does it have to be Prag HaMincha? The halacha is I could prepare 10 o'clock in the morning to fulfill my mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. I could clean the house. So if Halakhas Neiros is part of Kavod Shabbos, so maybe there's room to argue that you could light candles out the din of Kavod even before. I'm just throwing out another possible svara to find the limud zchus. And another one I have is that let's assume even let's say making the bracha even before Prag HaMincha. Where do I have precedent for that? Making a bracha before you do the mitzvah? If the mitzvah is not till later on. So then if I assume the Kavod Shabbos, the mitzvah is now. But either way, so what's the pshat? So it goes like this. That there's a halacha in Ne'er Shabbos. As we said, this covenant on eggs. So we find by other mitzvahs as well. There's halacha of pidgin haben. There's halacha of pidgin haben. Pidgin haben is, we know that on the 30th day, when the child, you redeem it, you know, to the kohen. The kohen goes in, and basically, speaking of a kohen, perfect timing, you can give the money to the kohen. You give the money to the Kohen Pidgin HaBen, like you redeem your son, so to speak. So the halacha is you do it, you know, 30 days. So what happens if this is going to be, let's say you spoke to the Kohen, he's on vacation, he's out of town, he's not going to be around on day 30. So some post can bring down. Okay, so what you do is, on day 15, before he goes away, you make the bracha, and you give it to the Kohen, on the condition you say, and I want the mitzvah to be chal on day 30. So we see, even though the kiyum, the fulfillment of mitzvah is not happening until another 15 days, but we see you can make a bracha. A bracha is on the maisa mitzvah. The bracha is not going on the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Right now, when I made the bracha, there's no mitzvah. I'm making the bracha now that it's going to work 15 days from now. And in general, we assume the bracha is going on the act, not the fulfillment. I'll give an example. Mike called me up to put mezuzahs up in his house. So whose mitzvah? If I put mezuzahs up in your house, whose mitzvah is it? Mine or yours?
Mine.
But who makes the bracha? Yeah. So I make the bracha. You know what?
Wouldn't you say the same thing on a bris milah?
Yeah, that what? That it's someone that it's Mike's mitzvah.
Well, the fact is, supposedly it's the father who's supposed to do the milah.
Right.
But you have somebody else to do it for you.
Right. No. So that's it's definitely the father's obligation on day eight to gemalt the son. So number one, we have two brachas, and number one, the father makes one. But you're right, but if the father's the mohel, then he could do both. But generally, he's a shliach, or it's a whole discussion whether shliach is by milo, but right, he gives it to the mohel. The mohel is basically doing, right, the father's mitzvah. You know, or whether it's the father or the sons, but it's definitely not the mohel. The mohel is not getting the mitzvah of milah. And obviously the father's not either, but it's the father's obligation to ensure that the son gets gemal. You know, so ultimately it's the son's mitzvah, but up in, what, you know, at 13 it definitely becomes the son. Maybe beforehand, you know, it's both their obligation, right? So what do we see here from the case of Pidgin Aben? You could make a bracha on the Maisa mitzvah on day 15, even though the mitzvah is not happening to day 30. So why can't you make the same argument here? You're doing the Maisa mitzvah, you're lighting the halakas neret before Plag HaMincha. And then, okay, even and perhaps even with a bracha, and you're not getting, but the mitzvah is not happening until 20 minutes later or half an hour later. I'm just saying we have precedent where you can make a bracha on a Maisa mitzvah, even though the fulfillment isn't, so maybe you could argue the same thing here. By halachas near, the mitzvah is not happening until later. First of all, maybe it is happening because of Kavod Shabbos, but even if you assume it's not, who says you can't make the bracha earlier and lie earlier based on Pidgin Aben? That's one example. I'll give you another example if you don't like that one. Or if you like it so much, I'll give you another one. That it happens every year, at least once a year, sometimes twice a year. Shabbos Chanukah. Because Chanukah is 8 days. Sometimes it happens twice a year, sometimes once a year. I think we just had it twice this year. So the luck is, when do you light Chanukah candles? During the week even. When is this man halakha? Because the Gemara tells us, mitzvah samisha tishka hachama ad shetichlo regel min hashuk. The mitzvah is you light candles at tishka hachama. What does tishka hachama mean? That's a major machlokas rishonim. Do you light Chanukah candles at sunset or do you light it at nightfall? So the different minhagim today, but let me tell you a secret. If you're going with sunset, it's not a leniency, it's being strict, because everyone agrees it still has to light until the nightfall, until tichel regel later. It means you have to have more oil in your menorah, have a long candle. In other words, the Vilna Gaon, the briskers, people light at sunset, but that's why they definitely have to use an oil menorah, because you still, there's no argument when it ends. You still have to end on making up. Let's say you light candles at 5 o'clock. It still has to end at 7, whether you're lighting at 6:15 or 5. So therefore, it's a chumrah. You have to have... So that's a discussion. What does it mean? So we assume, generally, it's at sunset. I mean, we assume it's at nightfall. We generally... The general custom is we light Chanukah candles at nightfall. Okay. That's the halacha. So what do we do Friday night? The mitzvah is to light Chanukah candles at nightfall. The only problem is Ben HaShemeshes begins 45 minutes or so before. I can't light Chanukah candles on Shabbat. So what do we do? So we don't light Chanukah candles? That's the answer. We only have 7 candles because we don't light Friday night. Is that what happened? No, it's not my minig. My minig is I light before Shabbos. I think that's the minig of Klai Yisrael. But let me get this straight now. So let's assume, I'll make up my example, 5 o'clock is sunset, so let's assume candle lighting is 5:30, 5:45, whichever time you want. So if 5 o'clock is sunset, that means candle lighting is 4:42, so I'm going to light Chanukah candles at 4:30. So basically, all week long, I'm lighting Chanukah candles at 5:30. Now, Friday, I'm lighting Chanukah candles at 4, but the mitzvah's not until nightfall. To get insult to injury, I'm going to make a bracha. I'm going to do a halak near Shochanuk at 4:30. So how do you explain that? So some will explain it that it's Efshar, that the mitzvah on Friday night is different than the mitzvah all week long. The mitzvah all week long is Misha Tishka, is at nightfall. But since it's impossible to light at nightfall, since it's only a rabbinical mitzvah, the rabbis obviously knew you couldn't light Hanukkah candles Friday night at 5:30, so they said we're changing the time. On Friday, you are lighting it at the right time, and that's it. If that's the case, then I can't learn anything from Hanukkah candles. But others say that's not what's happening. It's the same mitzvah Friday night as it is the rest of Hanukkah. But since you can't light Hanukkah candles on Shabbos, you light it before. And that's why they say make sure you have enough oil or you light a Shabbos candle. So what are we doing according to this opinion? We are doing the Maisa Hadlaka, especially near Hanukkah, even worse, because near Hanukkah, everybody agrees the mitzvah is the actual lighting of the candle. You're not supposed to get benefit. By Shabbos, you're supposed to get Hanukkah in the candle. So we see from Hanukkah that I'm lighting Hanukkah candles and I'm making a bracha, even though my mitzvah is not happening to 45 minutes later. So if it works there, how come it can't work by near Shabbos, is my question. Another limit schus, someone who lights Shabbos candles before Plag HaMincha, whether you make a bracha or not, it's irrelevant. I mean, it's relevant whether it's a bracha of Atola or not. It's not relevant. What I'm saying is that's why I'd say someone not to make the bracha. Therefore, if you don't make a bracha, there's no harm. Or because if you make a bracha, and let's assume that, let's say it's wrong, so then it's a bracha of Atola. But if you light the candles before, you don't make a bracha, so you don't lose in a bracha. Everyone agrees you get the mitzvah of Shabbos candles, even with you should make the bracha, but if 1 week, whatever, you didn't make the bracha of Shabbos, you still get your mitzvah. So it's just you're taking less of a risk. I'm just saying, based on the sources I'm giving, it even seems there's room to make a bracha, but I'm saying, but why get involved with the risk of a bracha?
Why do you get the benefit of a mitzvah if you haven't made a bracha?
In general, you mean?
Yeah.
You mean you're asking specifically, so let's say you put on tefillin and you don't make a bracha. So do you get the mitzvah or not? It's a general rule that it's a good thing. And man, what I mean, it's a good thing is people give a lot of chashivas to the bracha. That's good. In halachic terminology, it's very rare. I'm sure 99% of the cases, if you do a mitzvah without a bracha, you get the. There's certain opinions that for certain mitzvahs you have to make the bracha to show you're doing it. But as a general rule, it gets this name me any mitzvah, tefillin, sukkah, lulav. You should make the bracha, but no one says I don't get my biblical mitzvah of sukkah because I didn't make a bracha. If I sat in the sukkah, I get my mitzvah. If I shake my dalad minim, I get the mitzvah. You know, whether I make a bracha or not as I should do, but it's not. So as a general, I'm saying bracha is not an obstacle 99% of the times, maybe 100%, but I'm sure we could find, you know, there are some opinions that we could find some mitzvahs where by the bracha definitely defines the mitzvah, you know, different opinions, so whether we pass, let's say like Rav Yaakov Emden writes by near Hanukkah. He says, you have to dafka show you're lighting it by near, because if I don't make the bracha, it looks like I'm just doing because I want to, I need the light. So, you know, so not that we pass like him, I'm saying there are opinions, but as a general rule, that's why I'm saying it. So I'm saying there's no loss if you don't make a bracha. I mean, the loss is you didn't get a chance to do a mitzvah d'rabbanan of making a bracha. But the risk-reward, if you're wrong, it could be a biblical prohibition, so it might not be worth the risk-reward, that depending whether. And that's one thing. And then, if you have the mitzvah, you have the mitzvah. If you don't, you don't. When I speak to people, I'm not getting people to agree with me, even though they can. Even though when I give them my proofs, they don't have any arguments back. But I'm saying is, so I can't. So the standard stock remains that you can't light Shabbos candles until after Plag HaMincha, and that's what you should do. And it depends who we're talking about. A case where, you know, if it's an observant Jew, you know, they should try to work it out in terms of. You know, get you know, might not whether it's coming late or light and going back home, and you know, whatever it's gonna, you know, might be difficult. But in a case where, let's say, you know, it's easy to do. Let's say someone's older. They, you know, in a case where it's not, so again, so there's definitely no harm in lighting Shabbos candles before you leave. So, you know, I'm saying there might be room for a bracha, but there's no. I'm not. You know, I'm throwing it out there. Cases I have by Pidgeot Ben Chanuk, I see. But even if you don't want to make a bracha, I guess you light the candle without a bracha, and then, you know, and then again, I think, you know, either you can, I argue either case. I could bring a raya from Pidgeot Ben Chanuk to make the bracha even before Plaga Mincha. I'd say that's a bigger chiddush. But what about coming home and making a bracha? The same way you could ask a guy to light the candle for you when you get, you know, I guess it's no worse than coming back home and having the guy light the candle for you and making the bracha. So why not make the bracha after? I say no loss. So what about what the question is? What about this halacha? If you miss a night of Shabbos, let's say this halacha brought that in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a woman, talks about a woman, but it would apply to anyone, because a woman usually lights. Let's say you forgot to light Shabbos candles. So, there's a halacha of a kenas. If you miss lighting Shabbos candles 1 week, so the Rama brings down a chumrah from the Mario. Again, this is a whole shiur in its own right. So we'll have to discuss it more at length. But he brings down one has to light a candle. But so in other words, if you lit two every Shabbos and you forgot, so for the rest of your life, the Mario writes, you have to light three candles every week. Yeah.
Well, when it comes like this, when people make early Shabbos and they can't light candles because they're going to be going to shul before Plaga Mincha.
Yeah, our discussion. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So what do you do?
I can't light.
No, I'm saying it's so. No, so what do you do? I'm saying so. Where do you go to shul?
Shem
Shabbos. Right. So you're saying so. You would so. And well, that's the closest shul to you.
Where there's a gura, but they're both the same.
No, so I'm saying so. Why don't you go daven mincha, walk home and light, and go back. So you'll miss some Kabbalah Shabbos. In your case, you can do that. That's what I would recommend.
Can't you have a shaliach? Let's say you.
He lives alone. And
I understand. So, well, okay, well, there are different possibilities. Could you give your neighbor whom you trust who's from the key and say, light a candle for me as it is mine, so that I have a Shabbos candle burning when I come home? Or if you're going to somebody for Shabbos, you're single, but you invite it out.
Yeah, so that's
then you ask the woman in the house to light for you when it comes time to halacha.
You know, so right. So let's say
just setting your lights.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that in a second. With modern technology, we might be able to solve the issue. So in terms of that, if you could get someone to light candles for you in your house, after you leave, as long as you're gonna come back. Or someone's, you know, yeah. You're going to come back and get benefit, you know, from the lights later.
Yeah.
You know, then the candles are being lit after Prague. Right. Or let's say, in theory, let's say if you eat home or you eat out usually?
Eat out.
Yeah, so the other option is, no, but then it's not going to help them. But, right, but I'm saying is, then I guess, right, I guess in terms of if you're mishtatif in, if, because really strictly speaking, the luck is if you go to someone's house, but then that's also, even though the Dominicans, but let's say you go to your mother's house, you go to your mother-in-law's house, really strictly speaking, you don't have to light your own candles. Dominicans people do it, but right, but then being you know, mishtata, let's assume you don't have that option, right, but that's the question where you generally lie. We assume you generally lie where you're going to sleep, but there is what to rely on if you can't light at home, and you could be lighting, but the same way, unless you have, right, if you have someone else lighting for you, we could talk about it.
Don't you have to offer them like a minimal amount, like a, you know, payment?
No, that's halacha by Ner Chanukah. We find mishtatef bepruta. I don't know about if Shabbos should have to do that. There's no halacha by that, because that's the shaila who's the chiyav on. In other words, by Chanukah, that's also a shaila by Chanukah, but it's a, you know, who's, because it's. It's if it's a cholvas gavri, you know, that's a similar discussion. Yeah, by Chanukah, there's more of an issue, right? So they point out that in your case, I'd say that's the ideal case. There's no reason like you can miss some Kabbalah Shabbos, and you know that, and then you can. But let's assume I'm giving scenarios where, let's say I'm making hypotheticals where you can't do that. If you could do that, that's what everyone would say that you should do. I'm just giving. So let's say a case that our Shulchan Aruch says if you forget a week, so then you have to make up. That's a chumrah. That's a whole separate share in its own right. So that's just a kanas for this, you know, for the woman. So there are those opinions today because it happened. My sister called me up a couple of weeks ago, and she realized, you know, she called me up. It already happened. But she called me up during the week that she forgot to light her she forgot to light Friday night candles, and she wants to know for next week does she have to add a candle. Someone else asked the rabbi, and he told this person that she does have. She didn't ask the shayla, but someone else asked for her, and the rabbi said yeah. But then she didn't tell me this anyway, but it's irrelevant. I only found out afterwards. But so she asked me, you know, so I looked into it. I'm not saying that rabbi's wrong. That's the simple shot is that you'd have to light. However, I saw in Avadja Yosef, Chacham Avadja, afterwards, but I heard from in the name of Rav Abadi, who's a posik, I think he's in Lakewood or Israel, that since today that we have electric lights, and therefore, and you have incandescent light, you can fulfill your mitzvah of Shabbos candles without any candles. So even without, you know, so without knowing it, you know, one could fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, and therefore they say you don't have to. The whole thing's only a chumra anyway. So since we have electric light, you know, Rabbi Yasha makes a distinction between whether the woman turned on the lights or someone else. But others, Avadja Yosef and Rav Abadi, are lenient. So I'm just saying they're lenient to say you can fulfill your mitzvah of again. So I'm just asking a question. So what are they assuming, that you turn your lights on like after Prag HaMincha or not? What I'm saying is, but all things being equal, if you're going away, if you live alone and you don't want to leave a candle there, you know, we say there's an Indian of near just for the ambiance to make it look nicer. But really, the main light you're getting to Rav Soloveitchik always says when you light Shabbos candles, you should shut off all the lights in your house, then turn them on, then light your candle. Because the main lights are the lights in your house. Those are the main. The candle we just do, because that's the minug. But really, we assume you can even make a bracha. It has to be an incandescent light bulb, not an electrolyte. It can't be a fluorescent. So therefore, we can make a bracha. That's what I would do. Is I don't like leaving candles alone when my wife's away. I don't like leaving candles alone, so I'll just assuming I wouldn't, because then maybe I'll have my daughter do it, because I'm leaving to shore before plug. Again, it's only if it's in the summer. Let's say during the winter, then I'll make the bracha on the incandescent bulb. We assume. I'm asking how it works in that case. Are they assuming that the light was lit after Prag HaMincha? If it wasn't, then why is it any different than lighting the candle before? I'm just throwing out. Yeah, but the bottom line is those who are lenient might say, by definition, unless you're out on a camping trip and you don't have any lights, you can have lights in your house, so you could be yotzei your mitzvah of near Shabbos. So I'm saying if I'm yotzei with the electric, you know, so then. You know, so if it works with the electric, so why couldn't it work with the candle also? I'm just throwing, you know, so I've come up with the many limud schus, I think well-grounded, but I still haven't had people be molded to me, lahalacha, that, because when I speak to a lot of people about the shayla, they always, right away they answer me no, and then when I start asking them these questions, they don't have answers for me, but they don't necessarily change, so I don't like being, I don't want to say this psak on my own. I want others. I'm looking for some gedolim to agree with me. That's why I'm saying it's halacha v'lo l'maisa. I don't understand why not, But since I don't see anyone else saying it, I'm not going to come out. That's why I'm only saying it as a li mitzchus for those who are going to do it anyway. So I think this is what to rely on. But if you ask me what to do, I tell you, you should daven, go to shul, daven mincha, go home and light candles, and then then go back to shul. I'll try to work something out. Well, worst case, I tell you, is you can't, then just light the candles or do the electric light before, and then if you yotze, you yotze. That's no harm. Definitely, there's no harm in having in mind before you left your house that the electric lights are on, you're fulfilling your mitzvah. If it is, it is. If it's not, you're not. And the only thing is maybe you didn't light and you have to light another candle, relying on those opinions that are saying, that's what I have to ask. My question is on those opinions, let's say you don't turn on the lights after Pagah Mincha, but they also say that or not, which I'm assuming they didn't make that distinction, but maybe they're assuming that you are turning on those electric lights after Pagah, so that we have to see.
Or about making sending a shliachin, like your neighbor, to light for you.
So that should be, then that should be okay. The mitzvah seems to be, the bracha is going on the ma'isad lach or yor, so that should be okay. Someone comes in and lights candles for you. I have to, I'll check and make 100%, but off the top of my head, it sounds like I don't see any problem with that. That could be a solution then, that they're doing it for you, in terms of, and even, forget about it, even this lighting candle without a bracha. So therefore, you're having the ma'isa hadlaka, again, it should be okay because, at least in the case when you're going to someone else's house, they're lighting, but as long as the candle is lit, so I would think...
What would be the issue about, is there an issue then, in India, about the woman, let's say your neighbor, you're coming in and you're a shul, you're single, you give her the key, she lights the Quran before you, does she make a bracha?
That's the thing, yeah, so then...
And then when she goes back to her place, she then has to make another bracha? She has to have in mind that she's not being in Shabbos for herself when she makes the bracha for you.
Right, no, that's in general, right, but that's two different questions, right? Her making the bracha, her making two brachas, but in terms of her not accepting, she doesn't necessarily have to make a bracha, she could light your candle without a bracha,
right?
And you don't have to accept Shabbos when you light candles.
Right.
The rule of thumb is like this, for a woman who usually accepts Shabbos through lighting, if she's not going to, she has to have specific kavana not to accept Shabbos. Or else we assume that when you light the candles, you're accepting Shabbos. But for a man who normally doesn't accept Shabbos until he's in shul, so it's not an issue. In fact, that's where somebody asked for Moshe Chubik, I want to light candles and drive to shul. Not in the summer, but I'm saying when it's after Pag. So he said, it's fine. Just, we don't assume for a man, but it's Rav Dafka man. If you normally accept Shabbos when you light candles, then if you're not going to, you have to have specific kavanah not to. And if you normally don't accept Shabbos until later, it's not a problem. You can light candles and still get into the car and drive.
So the woman lighting for you, in this case, let's say, could make the bracha on the candles for you, and then leave, lock your apartment, and go home, and then light, make a bracha and light your own candle, and have in mind to
bring
in Shabbos at that point.
Right, she's definitely make a bracha on her own candle, so that gets into the din of Kol Yisrael Revim Zeh LaZeh. All Jews are responsible for one another. So there's a question whether where women fit in our ravis, where a man could do it for a woman, with a woman for a man. So, but at the mitzvah that she's chayiv in, so I'd have to,
Well, the wife has it for her husband. I know this isn't the wife in this case, but...
Right, no, so exactly, no. So therefore, that's her house. It's her mitzvah right. Also. She's not doing it for her husband. She is doing... It's her mitzvah just as much as... It's a mitzvah to have it in the house. Here you're getting someone else to do it for you. So pashas, it shouldn't be a problem to make a bracha. I just want to check and make sure that she'd make the bracha also. Certainly... But I'm not saying it's not. I'd want to be. I'd say if someone asked me, right, it was a second before, I'd just tell them to lie without a bracha and then go home. And then I'd check and make sure before. But it could be right. Al pi svara, I could find a reason why she could make a bracha in both places. But I'd want to make sure before I told her to make a bracha in my house.
Well, could she
but
light
certainly it? Light the candle, or either way, it doesn't make a difference which one she does first.
Could she light his place, I'd say, and quickly go home and light hers?
That's the thing. That's what I would say is to have in mind. That's what I would say, because like Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky told his wife that she likes lighting with candles, and when they're in a hotel, he told her, okay, turn on the light in the hotel room, and then go and stand in the dining room and make your bracha and have in mind. That's what I would tell her to go, you know, light in my house first, go home and have the bracha in mind instead of why get involved with another bracha.
Yeah,